Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill McNamara, who is the executive director of the Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
The Quarry Hill Botanical Gardens in Glen Ellyn were apparently not severely damaged by the fire.
We were unbelievably fortunate. Uh-huh. We still can't quite believe it. It's like a miracle. In fact, many people are calling it a miracle because the fire, which caused, as we all know, so much damage in so many places, it surrounded us and burned on all four sides. But for the most part, other than a few plants along the perimeter, it did not enter into the garden.
So as of, as of the end of October, so as of now, admission to Quarry Hill is free of charge till the end of the year.
That's correct. We were under mandatory evacuation for 2 weeks. And then the third week, we were busy trying to clean up the garden, the debris, and get it ready for opening to the public. And we did open on October 28th, 3 weeks after the fire. And we decided to make entrance free through the end of the year. We're still charging for docent-led tours, but at a 20% discount.
Great. Okay.
We just felt it was very important to give this gesture to the community because so many people have lost everything.
How are people taking coming into this desolation and into this almost pristine jewel in the middle of it?
The response from the visitors has just been wonderful. We've had almost everyone has said how much they appreciate the gesture, even though if they're members, they could come for free. But non-members are coming, and we've been very busy on the weekends, which we're very happy about. And one of the comments that they say is they get up to the edge of the garden and they see how the fire stopped at the fence.
Oh,
and they just can't even believe it. And there are some Tibetan prayer flags at the top of the garden.
This is it not, an Asian garden?
It's a collection of plants that have been grown from seed that have been collected in the wild, mainly in China, but also throughout Japan and the Himalayas in India, Nepal, and Burma, or Myanmar, as I should say.
So talk a little more about people's reactions to seeing what they see at Quarry Hill after seeing what they see in a lot of the rest of Glen Ellyn.
When you approach the garden from the north, there is just devastation along Highway 12. It's so sad to see. And if you come in from the west on Warm Springs Road, you see the same thing as you enter Glen Ellyn. And if you come in from the south, you see the same thing. It is unbelievably tragic. But throughout Sonoma and Napa County, as we know. But people's reaction is they're so thankful that this paradise, or I like to call it my little piece of Eden, has survived.
How long have you been there?
I've been there 30 years now.
30 years. Yes. How long has it been in existence?
Well, it began in 1987, 30 years ago.
That's it.
And I was in the right place at the right time, and so was able to start working there, and then was made assistant director fairly soon after that, and then made director in 94, and the rest, for me, is history.
What do you most appreciate about Quarry Hill?
I think the thing I appreciate most is it gives people the opportunity to see plants in a whole new light. That there's a thing called plant blindness where people tend not to see the difference between plants.
Right.
And when they come to Quarry Hill and they see the names of the plants and they see the unbelievable diversity of plants, they can really gain a new appreciation to realize that plants are beneficial in so many ways, not just in utilitarian ways for food and medicine and building material, et cetera, but they have intrinsic value as well. And that's what I hope people can get at more than anything else.
Will. Thanks for coming in, Bill. And let's tell people that Quarry Hill Botanical Garden is 12841 Highway 12 in Glen Ellyn. For information, you can call 707-996-3166. Online, it's quarryhillbg for botanicalgarden.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.